Yo, what's up? We're back again with another episode. And before we start, we got a new sponsor. Hippie Light.
Hippie Light?
Hippie Light. Do you enjoy a nice cold beverage? Well, then you should try Hippie Light. Hippie Light is a new organic brew.
I've never heard about it?
No,
yeah.
So it's
Nick's not telling me about the sponsors.
No, yeah. So check it out. It's a home brew. It's all organic, Colorado made. It's brewed in bathtubs.
Oh, okay.
It's not bottled.
Not bottled?
No. It's you have to...
Canned?
Not even canned.
What?
You have to bring your own bottle.
Your own bottle? You can't bring a cup?
No. You could bring a hemp sack.
A hemp sack?
Like a six pack? You just bring your little hemp bag. And you fill up your own cups.
What's a hemp bag?
Like what hippies use. Like a Ziploc? What's a hemp bag? Hemp is weed, right? Is it like the non-THC shit?
So a Ziploc?
Yeah. Hippie Light. Try it.
I'll check it out.
Tastes like armpit.
That was a wax sponsor. I didn't like that sponsor. Did they buy us an interface?
No, me and Gary were talking about hippie girls, and he's saying that he wouldn't mind having a hippie girl.
Well, look at him.
That's like hippie light.
Because he's probably...
But that's what he's saying. He's saying hippie light, like not full-blown hippie.
Hipster.
That's what he's saying too, but I didn't see it.
Not really. Yeah. Like it.
Hipsters don't shave.
No, but this is what he's saying. He said hippie, yeah. But hippies that shave.
That's impossible. You can't be a hippie and not shave, dude.
You think so? Is that contradicting?
That's contradicting, dude.
How so?
But it's hippie light.
It's hippie light, yeah. It's kind of like you, like a fake fan of shit, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Now does it make more sense? No, it's kind of like Nick. Like how he's a Rockies fan? Like Rockies light. Coors light. Yo, what up? It's Mako.
And I'm Tron.
And you're tuning with Detention with Nerds.
Hey, Nick, could you like grab me that over there? No, that wasn't a good one. That was
it. No. Yeah. You gotta start here. Intern. There it is. Tron's been working out, y'all.
So have you, huh?
I don't know. You tell me. Goes to the gym 1 week.
1 week's enough, man.
You, straight up. Junior's gone to the gym, too.
Yeah,
no, it's crazy. We're all going to the gym lately.
Well, not all that? Of us.
Well, besides Bittersweet. You don't need to, though, Wicked.
All the faces.
You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is go to the gym to be good looking or intimidating. You feel me? And you're already intimidating.
And good looking. Yeah.
Hey, see?
Yeah, that could be.
Mission success.
I'm good looking.
No, but yeah, we all been working out. And
surround yourself with that shit, right?
Yeah, surround yourself. Hopefully everybody else could catch the wave and jump on as well. And no.
I'm working on my dad bod.
All right, when the apocalypse happens and we have to run.
Yep.
You gotta be a dad to have a dad bod for.
Yeah, Nick was the only one that could have that.
Yeah,
excuse.
He's the only excuse.
I said I'm working on it.
Oh.
I have it when I am.
Well, you can't have a baby with Wicked.
Yeah,
so.
And you can't have. You're not gonna get any girls with a dad body.
Yeah.
Okay, who says I wanna be with my brother? And what if I want boys? Boys on boys action, y'all.
Use the promo code NerdyBoys at boysonboysaction.com and get half off this week.
Help us eat, man. Boys on Boys has been selling so much support. Tell them what they offer.
So Boys on Boys could get boys to your house, boys to your car, boys to your job. They could get boys in a tree if you're in a tree.
They even have an upgraded premium surface.
Man
right?
on man action, MoMA. Put in the promo code MoMA. Okay.
Thank you again.
All right, Sean, you bring some topics to the table?
Got quite a few topics today.
Let's go through them all then.
Let me give you numbers again.
Three.
I saw a new episode of something we talked about in one of our previous podcasts.
Was it something called The Twilight Zone?
You're correct. The Twilight Zone.
Look at me go.
I've seen one of them. I believe one episode is free on YouTube right now. So if
Mr.
you want
Pills?
To get a taste of it.
Is it Mr. Pills?
Huh?
The comedian?
Did you check it out?
Yeah.
And it was cool. It was good.
You sound disappointed.
Well, it's because it's what, because the Twilight Zone is something like, you know, I like the original really hard.
Did nostalgia ruin the future? Was it nostalgia ruin the present?
Yes, this is one. But okay. But the thing is like this. We've only got one episode. I've only saw one episode.
Okay.
So I'm not gonna be like give it all that like thing. It was cool premise. Like it was really dope, but it just wasn't as like.
Let me ask you this: did you go in with like thinking this is gonna be bomb as fuck, or did you go in like nothing could stop?
I didn't have expectations.
Okay.
I was really looking forward to Jordan Peele and seeing how he was gonna narrate it.
Yeah,
does a good job, but like when I see him, can't help. I'm like Obama.
Obama. Like, what's Obama doing there in Twilight Zone? Like, yo, that'd be dope too though. Yeah, if Obama did it in Twilight Zone.
I would probably like it a little bit more, to be honest. Yeah. But he just like he's playing a little. He has to be serious. So
yeah.
But then the episode. The premise was cool. Like, I liked it. It took me a while to grab onto it. I didn't grab onto it right away. And I was like, oh.
You said the first episode is free on YouTube. Is it not free or something?
No, because it's on CBS. It's airing like a normal TV show.
Oh, okay. So, like, I forget that CBS is not like antenna. Okay,
well, no,
I don't know
if
cable
have
works.
Cable TV, I mean, okay. You could catch it, but like, who the fuck watches? I mean, actually, I pay for Xfinity, our third sponsor of the day, Xfinity. No, I'm just kidding. But it's pretty good. It's a good premise. It's I don't want to spoil it. Like I said, it's free. Go watch it. Everybody could go watch it. So I'm not gonna give you no spoilers. Just go check it out.
Okay.
It's cool. if you like Black Mirror and stuff like that, it's not as heavy. It's a lot more toned down.
Okay.
It seems like it got a lot of stars in it. Like a lot of like.
Oh yeah, they used a lot of high-end actors. Yeah, a lot of high-end actors. Yeah.
So like in this one, what's his name? Tracy Morgan, right? That's his name.
Talking about penises.
Yeah,
man.
And that's another thing. Like he plays like a serious character in that, and I couldn't like.
Talking about penises, man.
So you're typecasting in your head.
Yeah, it's typecasting, and that's what. And I went into a conversation with someone today. Is like comedians have like a hard like. When you get branded as something like that, it's they have to work really hard to break that cast role. Like, you know, it's hard. To, like, every time I hear about a comedian getting cast as like a
serious role,
it makes conversation. You know, mm-hmm. Like I remember being young and when Jim Carrey did that other
23,
yeah, 23. People were talking about it though. People were like,
they were expecting
about it. And I mean, I never seen it.
They're like Riddler,
the Riddler, but yeah, that was one of my issues probably with it, typecasting and stuff like that. Like, I went in and saw just, like, I'm used to seeing these faces different, and they're just doing different roles. And
yeah.
But it was cool. Check it out. I want to see more episodes, see where else they go with it.
Okay.
Because I feel like that was, you know, that was just
You fun. Said CBS?
CBS, right. Yeah, CBS. Cool. No, haven't seen Twilight? Nice Bittersweet, you said you've been watching Twilight, though, right?
Yeah, I started rewatching the original one on Netflix.
Should watch it. You got Netflix, right?
Yeah, I got Netflix. Wait, the original is on Netflix?
Yeah.
What
the original is on Netflix. I think all of them, actually. Like,
the first five seasons.
Okay.
And then I want to see the second run when it got that color and stuff like that. But I think the Twilight Zone movie is
on Netflix. The Twilight movie?
The Twilight Zone movie might be on Netflix.
I think it might be on Netflix, but yeah.
I liked the movies. It's the Forrest Whitaker reboot that they did. That was crap.
I didn't even know they did a Forrest Whitaker reboot.
Only lasted a season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was one in like the 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think this run will do better, though?
I'm hoping it will.
And it's Jordan Peele.
I think it's a really good start for it, honestly.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah, it is very Twilight-y.
Yeah? I think this is why though too I didn't get it because I didn't get that eerie feeling I get when I watch the Twilight.
Did you watch it by yourself?
No.
All right then. Did you watch it in the dark?
No, but like it didn't even have that tone because I could watch the Twilight Zone in the day and have that fucking feeling still. Like that one really good that one episode that like gets all that credit when I watched it after seeing like top 10 Twilight Zone episodes.
Try watching it at night by yourself. The next episode.
Tracy Morgan or whatever. He's
you
like,
talk about penises, penises, penises.
I'm like, oh, dee-nee-nee-nee-nee.
Start floating, start tweaking this shit. Am I high?
Go check my heart. In the mirror.
That's stupid.
That's dumb. All right, next cool topic, though. Right?
Twilight Zone. Check it out. CBS. Tron's going to watch it in the dark next time, and he's going to come back at you with it. Yeah? Deal?
I'll try. I don't know if I'm going to rewatch it.
Oh, it's like an hour long.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. No, that's actually dope. I like long shit like that now. Just like our podcast. Watch them. Listen to them.
Links all below to the Apple Podcast, and that's all we're on.
Yep.
Apple Music or...
CastBox.
Check out CastBox.
So we're on CastBox?
We're on CastBox.
What does that do?
It's a podcast streaming platform.
CastBox.
CatBox.
All right. Pick another number.
I already picked 3. Let's go with 5.
Okay, this one's kind of like... So, this is earlier in the week. I don't think Chunky
counts to 5.
I don't know if this is really big news for anybody here, but it is a YouTuber... And they do make a lot of money, and they do impact the community. But Jeffree Star lost $2.5 million in makeup.
That's a huge topic, because that motherfucker's like running the makeup game. Industry, makeup industry.
He lost $2.4 million
How in the makeup. Fuck do you lose $2.4 million? Stolen?
I saw his, whatever video. The thing was... he broke the story on, April Fool's. He was like, I'm not trying to be joking with anybody right now, so I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to post the video tomorrow and just be ready.
Damn.
And then I was like, I honestly saw that shit. This is the first time I ever looked forward to something, because I was like, this nigga's always involved in drama. What is it? So, I I saw it on Instagram, and then I fucking woke up the next day, I was like, put it on, and I saw it, but I'll go ahead.
I know, good. But what I was going to say, though, it's so crazy because every time I think of Jeffree Star, I always just think about him, when you were...
In little rock bands and shit
when you were into screamo music, hardcore, he would feature in a lot of songs, mm-hmm. With some raunchy-ass lyrics.
Yeah, he was dirty as fuck.
So every time I see him, I don't even think of him as a makeup guy. I'm like, he says gross shit.
What does he say?
Gross shit.
Just some gross shit. Raunchy, bro. We'll show you songs afterwards.
Yeah.
Check him out. Jeffree Star, YouTube. I don't know. Is there a song you can think of off the top of your head?
The song that I listened to was, he had a song with Breathe Carolina and Austin Carlisle, and he had a verse on there, and then that's the only song I really listened to him on.
Yeah.
But he has all kinds of shit that's just fucking out there.
You don't play it in front of your
mom.
But
he's always in controversy, that's the thing. That's why I was like, oh shit, what'd he get involved in? But this time he got robbed for...
Do you think it's... 2.4 or 5 million, whatever it is a lot for a publicity stunt, but do you think it's kind of pushing towards that to promote another product?
I don't know. Well, he just released, that's the thing, though, too. He just released his, I don't know, he released, he had some big palette that was hype. So I'm big in, I follow a lot of YouTubers. So a lot of YouTubers that are on Instagram were just hyping him up. Like Shane Dawson, all the Shane Dawson screw people homies were hyping that palette up and shit like that. And, all the girls that, I follow on Instagram, too, hyping it. Oh, shit, Jeffree Star is dropping a new palette. Da, 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 da. And, in that video, he explains how he made sure he had, everything that he...
He made sure he had the stock.
The stock. So he sold that. The launch of that went good. He made money. That shit happened. He had two concealers, something like that. Some kind of shade things that you buy.
Don't act like you don't know, fool.
I don't know. I forgot. It's like a concealer or something like that. That's what they're called. I don't know what the fuck they're called. But the thing is about, have you seen his stuff?
Yeah, it's cool as fuck.
It's really good. He puts really big.
The boxes and the packaging is quality as shit, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this one is really cool. That
or what? Thanos' butt plug.
We found it. I was going to say that for later, dude. Don't
sorry, you're just kidding. Go ahead.
Jeez. But fuck, what happened? But fuck.
But fuck.
But, what is he going to talk about?
So you're saying, we're talking about the quality.
He got robbed in these little lighters. They're single packs, little concealer things that you put on your eyes or shades or something like that. And there's different shades, but one shade in particular, not they targeted. That's just what they have to be able to grab.
Yeah.
But they nearly wiped out almost all of that stock.
How the fuck does that happen?
And that's what he was saying. He thinks it was an inside job. He thinks someone came and worked for a while there. Jeffree Star in the Twilight Zone. Yeah, but he got robbed for that. They said the security footage, they knew what they were doing, though. They taped over
Mission Impossible
tape.
Type shit.
Not tape, but he said the cameras were moved. They came in from the roof.
So they took it straight from the source.
Yeah, they came to one of his warehouse. Like some Fast and the Furious type shit. Whoa. And then they think it's these people are professionals, they've done it before, because he talks about how last year some other makeup company got hit by some people like that really big for like a lot of fucking makeup.
I just don't see how. And that's a lot of fucking product, you know, dude. It's a lot of product.
Homegirl P posted something that day before, that April Fool's, about like someone, it was like a Facebook post, like Jeffree Star was talking about some shit going down, and it was some girl reselling some unreleased Jeffree Star on like Facebook Market.
Damn.
And then like sure enough, on the fucking response video he makes, it's showing those posts, and those people are already getting sued. Even the girl that bought it from the suppliers is getting in trouble.
Cause that's what I was going to say too, because it's like with a product like that, you would think that it'd be easy to shut down, you know? And then not only that too, like people support the fuck out of Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
So I bet you even if Jeffree Star was like, look, don't buy this product. No, I'm going to come up with something better.
He was like, if you find any, he's like, give it back. I'm pretty sure like he seems like he's trying to be humble. I'm not saying, I don't know. I don't watch him too much. But like when I watch videos of him, he seems like he's trying to do like more on a humble tip. So I would believe if someone did find them and happened to give it back out of the people that did find it, you know, people are people.
Yeah, thanks.
He would. I think he would try to like maybe here's $100 or something. Like I would fucking take $100 for some concealer that probably costs like $50 or like $20. I'll go return that shit.
Yeah.
Ship it like first class mail. It'll be there. Send me the $100 PayPal.
Stupid ass.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, I don't know. I just think that's fucking crazy though. He got robbed.
No, I'm definitely interested. We'll keep up with that one because I'm interested to see what happened.
Yeah,
you think it's that job too though?
That's what I mean. It had to be like if you have a warehouse and he said it just happened to be one of the less like secured like fucking buildings that they had.
He did it on his own. Tax write-off.
I know. No. You know, it's weird. He did say it. He was like, I do have insurance, so you know I'm getting all that money back. Or, like, I'm covered. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Tax write-off. Blackmail money market.
Insurance
fraud.
He's like, I blackmail. Just get my stuff from DHA gate or DH gate anyways.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? I know something that I found out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I could break this news. Hey, could we, like, all right, we're going to take a little break real quick.
And we're back.
We're back. But yeah, Jeffree Star getting robbed for like...
That's crazy.
Fucking...
Millions.
Millions.
Yep.
That's crazy though. I mean, I respect his hustle, dude. Like, he does seem like he puts care into his product. And if you got a craft...
Who does more? Jeffree Star or Kylie Jenner?
I don't fucking know.
Probably Kylie, huh?
We could check it out. We got the internet right here. She's a billionaire, right?
But Jeffree Star is legitimately self-made.
I mean, that fool came from touring with rock bands, doing Warped Tour and shit like that. That's why I respect his hustle. Like, he was making fucking screamo music, or doing screamo music, touring, fucking being like how he is and everything like that.
Before it was cool.
That was cool. Before it was like a thing. Yeah. And being in a
He's the original Cardi.
And being in a scene like that, like in like a punk scene like that, where it's grimy and you probably had to fucking... He had to be tough.
Definitely.
I've seen interviews where, like, in that Jeffree Star, I mean, that Shane Dawson documentary, he talks about how he used to have to fight motherfuckers. Like, you could dog on Jeffree Star, but I would tell you right now, he would probably beat up, like, half of us in here.
Yeah, easily half of us in here.
Like,
probably everybody on that side of the camera.
Yeah, probably everybody on that side of the camera.
Definitely.
That is not half.
Well, me and you.
Muscle wise, I think we got half the muscles over here.
That is a good one, man.
Okay.
Wait, if I want to see if I can find anything like that on Who Makes More.
I'm almost positive it's Kylie Jenner just because she's the world's youngest billionaire, self-made.
You're right. How do you spell Kylie? So Kylie Jenner.
K-Y-L-I-E.
K-Y-L?
I-E.
I-E?
I think, does anybody else have problems when people spell out names to you? No?
Like when
I have hardcore problems when they're like, spell it, they're like, my name is L-E-O.
Yeah, and I'm like, at work.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
At work, I just fucking
one more time, half the speed.
Excuse me? And they're like, A-L-E.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a feud. Look, they were beefing.
Oh, Kylie and Jeffrey?
Yeah. Damn, that's a story for another day. Comment below if you want to hear about that one.
Yep.
I didn't find anything. That's the first thing that popped up.
I also got a request that we should get our nails done on camera.
By who, though? You know how I'm going to like to be on camera.
We'll blur her face out.
Nick's like, that's too much ed time in post. Okay.
Sounds like a skit. I won't be editing.
You almost dropped your fucking computer.
Yeah,
he almost dropped the camera too.
He be dropping a lot of stuff. Yeah. A stove, a fucking...
I know, that's how he's clumsy as fuck. Swamp ass is one weakness. clumsiness.
Carrying things.
Captain Clumsy is his arch nemesis.
Oh, shit. Damn, there you go. He's
Captain
like,
Clumsy.
Like when he comes around. he's like,
oh. He did like twinkle fingers and Dick's like, whoa. He slips out a banana peel. Okay, that's stupid as fuck.
Big and swampy and shit.
Yeah, gross.
I think we should add more to his backstory. Like, you know how like he used to go back to raves?
Yeah.
That's where he kind of originated.
Whoa. Did I try this swamp
like, maybe
pill?
He wasn't born swamp. He went to so much raves, he took so much X.
Oh, that's where the swampness came from, was the fucking warehouse raves that he was always at?
He carried like some liquid shit, and then one day he tripped and fell into a cut, and then it came into him, so now he's always fucking off Molly, and he's sweating hardcore.
That's what it really is.
A fucking glow stick?
A glow stick, yeah.
A glow stick leaked into my blood.
All fucking toxic and shit.
Yeah, I made his blood green and shit. All glowy and shit.
That's stupid.
All right. All right. You said 3 and 5. What you got next? I got more topics. You got to keep this shit rolling, man.
We're doing number four.
Number four?
No, let's do number six.
Number six?
Yeah.
All right. Idris Elba.
Idris Elba?
Yes.
Is he related to my boo Jessica Elba?
Maybe. Bitch, he's saying no.
No, because there's an E instead of an A.
The expert's saying no.
Dang it. So close.
The expert's brother. The expert's brother is saying no, too.
Yeah, so Idris Elba is no longer going to be Deadshot in the new Suicide Squad. And
He got the role, and then he was like, eh.
They're acting. He's like, mm.
They're like, dude.
They're like, dude, no.
We'll pay you, like, 10 G's, but...
But no. So, Michael, I wonder, is Deadshot still going to be in the movie?
No.
No?
Do you think it has to do with him being the VP of, or the CFO of Dunder Mifflin still?
Oh, shit, you might be right.
I think that's what it is. Conflict of interest. That's what it is.
He can't be an assassin.
Be an assassin and a fucking paper salesman CFO. Or CFO, you know what I'm saying?
His identity would be exposed.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Interesting.
Good call, Nick.
So
that's a real expert.
Yeah, that's a real expert.
Yep.
We got all these on-site experts.
It's crazy, man.
You know, we pay them too much, though, I think.
Way too much. Yep.
But they do put a lot of time and hard work into the research.
They do. And between all of them, they have a total of 1 degrees.
Yes, 1 degree. 1 degree.
1 degrees.
1 degrees. 1 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yep.
A movie name? My movie name, 1 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's a band name. 1 degrees Fahrenheit.
You joined us a vlog. Swish. You guys won't go tell them next time you're on the studio. 1 degrees Fahrenheit.
I got to tell him. But Idris Elba no longer playing Deadshot. Who's he gonna play?
No one.
Is he gonna be in the movie? Of course he is.
Comment below.
My brother Gary first mentioned this before he was casted as Deadshot. My brother Gary said that he should be Manchester Black.
But who knows who that is?
Comment below. Literally no one. Gary's the only one. Because he's the only one with DC Universe, apparently.
Yeah, see, I told you. These streaming services, no one wants to pay for just one of them.
I mean, that one's a fucking steal, though, dude. But we're not going to get on that topic.
Yeah, because, you know, it's one that I won.
Manchester Black. Wait, is Manchester Black white?
Let me see.
Yeah. In original comics, yeah.
See, what kind of person is Gary a fan? See, that's
but they were just, weren't they just both saying because he's black and like Manchester?
Yeah, right? You did ask them and you said,
yeah, and they both agreed, huh? Look at them, experts.
Let's go back to Nick. Yeah, let's go back to Nick. Nick,
Manchester Black, do you think he's gonna play him?
No, I think,
or do you think there's a conflict of interest?
There's definitely still a conflict of interest there.
You know why, too? Because Manchester Black is from Manchester and Dunder Mifflin's in the US.
Yep.
The London version of Office, American version of Office, conflict of interest. That was reaching as fuck. That was hard.
I think that Bittersweet and Gary, they're all like pro for the Black Manchester Black.
Yeah.
Because they're like living in 2019, you know.
You think so?
They're like, oh, we need to make a little. He's damn. Manchester Black.
3000.
Black guy.
3005.
Supergirl.
He's black in there.
He's black in the show.
Okay.
So they already broke that barrier.
Oh, they already broke that.
So that Gary's not being original then.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're so ahead of time that it's not cool. There's a fine line. Yeah. there's a fine line, you feel me? From like liking old shit and liking super new shit. You can't like 2019
you
can't, shit.
Yeah, and you can't. I mean, like, yeah, they pitched Manchester Black or made him as a black guy in the Supergirl.
Yeah.
Cool. But you can't go and be like, I found out about Manchester Black on the show and be like, he needs to be black. Exactly, I'm just kidding. Right? I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I was just trying to make Gary look like a dumbass, but it didn't go nowhere.
But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I is Manchester know. Black cool?
Yeah, what's his power?
He's just like this.
He's a cup of tea, yeah, black tea.
He's like, don't make me spill my hot tea on you.
He's kind of like an assassin type style.
Like Deadshot?
Kinda.
They have an animated movie with him, right?
I think so.
Where Superman like unleashes his full power and really fucks with him and a group of people that like piss Superman off.
Yeah.
And Manchester Black was the leader of that. It's an animated movie. I don't know what
so it's Manchester called. Black's evil?
Yeah. What the? Suicide Squad is evil.
Oh, yeah.
Bad guys.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Sir?
Yeah, no, you're not. Why would they
save the world.
They don't make movies about bad guys.
Think before you speak.
Expert.
Okay. Idris Elba, y'all. Check him out.
Comment
in the next...
below and let us know what you think.
Check out Jim Gunn's new movie.
Scoodle, let us know what you think about every single thing we talk about in the thing.
Yeah, I want 12 comments.
Yeah, 12 comments. Joy Nuns, do the same.
I want it to go Scoodle, join us. Scoodle, join us. Scoodle, join us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, have a conversation with each other. Debate, also. Since you guys are the only ones that reply, maybe we'll send you another one of these. Give you one of these, Scoodle. I don't know if you like basketball.
Do you like N1 Scoodle? Let us know.
Let us know.
For the people that don't know, Scoodle is our number one fan. And he's the only fan that's coming with us to the top.
Yes. Joy Nuns is a fan as well, but we know him personally.
So. Yeah. Sorry, Joey.
Yeah, sorry, Joy Nuns.
But if you make it to the top, we're right here, Joey. Okay, let's talk about number four.
Number four. So, there's a band.
What?
That I love, that I've been listening to since like 8th grade.
Is it about something violent? Does their name have to do with something violent?
Yes, their name is something violent.
Okay.
And their name is something violent, I guess you could say. Do you want to guess it?
Is it what? I Set My Friends on Fire?
Yes, it is. Ismoff.
Ismoff.
I fuck with these fools heavy.
Yeah,
they released their...
You've always fucked with them heavy.
Yeah, I always fucked with them. I've seen them like... Three times.
Whoa.
Three times. But I saw them at Warped Tour 1 year when they were still like original lineup. And then I saw them
when
twice.
They were like side stage, right?
Yeah, when they're like side. They're still, they've always been, they've like, they're not, they've
never
been
main stage.
They grew big and then they like.
They've even been side stage after my one song about the color orange or something like that.
Things Rhyme with Orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, well, they were like up, like, I think like, I saw a post, about
come on, Tron, come on, spit it out, man. Spit it out. People are waiting here.
I spaced out hardcore. I spaced the fuck out. I saw a post.
They're back though.
These fools, everybody's talking back here behind me. It's fucking throwing me off. They're like
sign language talking
shit.
What
the fuck talking? Oh yeah, I saw a post the other day about how it was this throwback tour, and it was they weren't headlining with Mice and Men, but they were like the
openers,
them. Not one of the openers, but like the headlining.
The
openers,
one, okay,
like the one right before them. And I don't see what the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all
I was just asking
stop.
For water.
This nigga over here is like just talking to his brother doing shit on purpose, like throwing me off. I can't fucking concentrate. You fucking assholes.
You got this.
Where am I at? I'm trying to read this shit.
Okay, but what about them, Tron? What about this band that you oh so loved back in the day? Because I remember you used to bump the fuck out of them and you were all obsessed. You had, if I remember correctly, you had a slight bit of a man crush.
On the guitar player.
On the guitar
the
player.
The original guitar player.
Yeah.
And Nabil, yeah, he was fucking just legit. He was fucking good. They were like really heavy. Oh, I got a booger. They were like screamo-y and shit, but kind of punk.
You got it.
And shit like that. But they were really good. You know, you like the Things That Rhyme with Orange.
Yeah,
song.
Things That Rhyme like one of my
but like they're
songs.
A band that always comes into rotation. They're really fucking dope. And then they released this second product called, or that first album was called You Can't Spell Slaughter Without Laughter.
Yeah.
And it's just really dope ass fucking album. It's named after a Simpsons thing or something. Oh no, there's this name. They got like a lot. They're really smart. Like their shit's really that good. They're really experimental. One of their songs is called, it's like Ravenous Rainbow or Ray Rhinos, which is like a Simpsons episode, and it's like, but they play on it.
Is like, that where like you got the inspiration for like when you used to name titles? And
yeah,
shit?
When I used to name titles, it's from like them because they would have like absurd like fucking titles. But that's like almost any rock band now. But they were the one that I got it from because I just fucked with I Set My Friends on Fire like hardcore.
Yeah.
I got all drunk at one of their shows one time. I got on stage with them.
Oh, and shit.
Like, now they, last time I saw them, first time, and I saw them again, they're like, hey, it's that kid that was off all drugs. And I was like, I wasn't off drugs. I was drunk.
I was fucking blacked out, bitch.
Yeah, I was blacked out, bitch. And I was like, let me crowd surf. And they're like, all right, one more time.
For real?
Yeah.
Did you do it again?
And I took a picture with Mario Chavez and the singer.
And this was just like last year, right?
Oh, last year.
That's crazy. And they remembered you from that long ago.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It was like, those shows are probably a year apart though themselves.
That's dope, man. Because you know how they probably did a bunch of shows.
Like
in
I'm
between.
Saying, their shows aren't like, when they come to Denver, aren't big. It was probably like.
They're really personal.
Yeah, they're like personal.
Do they do like Bluebird or like smaller than that?
They did, what is that place called? The Marquise Theater.
Okay. So probably same size Marquise. Yeah. That's dope though, man.
Yeah, it's
did
dope.
You feel did you feel special when they
I
remembered you?
I felt special.
Do you love Butt-Wit?
I got Butt-Wit, dude. I got Butt-Wit.
But it wasn't Nabil.
It wasn't a bill, but it was Matt. Matt was OG, and Matt's cool. I really like him. Like, he's the one who writes most of the lyrics, I think, I'm pretty sure. And he's the one that's singing and shit like that. But yeah, they released this.
He's the Freddie Mercury of I Set My Friends on Fire?
I mean, there was originally just two people. Wow. Like, that's what I think. Like, their first album was that fool doing the screams and the singing, and then Nabil backing vocals, doing the guitar, and then all their drums was electronically programmed.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
So, like, that's really fucking cool. And then they were even doing, like, YouTube bits for a while. Like, their shit's, like, really funny.
Yeah, I remember the YouTube bits.
And they only had, like, three. I always thought they would do more, but they never did.
They did, like, the shit at the park, right?
Yeah, like, they would do it at the park and shit like that. And they would, yeah, and they had a big-ass house, too, or I don't know whose house it was, but they did that. Oh, yeah, see, and even right here, they did a song featuring that little Lotus nigga, that Lotus.
Oh, for real? For real?
That little, like, punk nigga with all the...
Lotus is the one that does music with Earl Sweatshirt now, right?
No, not that fool. It's that little, he's that little emo boy rapper. You guys are bumping him on the way back from New Mexico.
Little Soul Boy?
No, not Little
Soul Boy. Yeah, you talking about Little Soul Boy?
Oh, shit, he's not here.
No. Heartbeat. It's been a heartbeat. Just kidding.
But yeah, anyways, but besides that, he did a song with one of those, this rapper fool. But then they released, back in the day, they did that first album, then they released Astral Rejection, which was their follow-up album.
Yep. And how was that album?
And it was good, don't get me wrong, but it was, like, really, like, heavy. And, like, a lot heavier than the first, I think. I bumped it, I fucked with it, but I didn't, like, it wasn't, like... Like, I still go back to You Can't Spell Slaughter Without Laughter, because that shit's fucking clean. I don't go back to Astral Rejection like that.
Was that during its time, though? Was it like, how heavy it was? Was that, like, a time when punk rock, or, you know, that type of punk music was that heavy?
Well, that was the thing, too, is when Astral Rejection came out, I was kind of on my way out of that little scene.
Oh, damn, heartbreak.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not emo no more.
Did you cut your hair?
I come out like...
You cut your chungle off? In the mirror, all dramatic. Like, you got like, your little ponytail. Crying. Oh, your fucking eyeshadow was all falling down your eyes.
I didn't wear eyeshadow. Your eyeliner. Fool, shut the fuck up.
This fool used to wear eyeliner.
No, I did not. He's fucking lying. I did not wear eyeliner. He's fucking lying.
You didn't paint your nails a couple times, though.
I never painted my nails.
You didn't have your nails black. It's probably just dirty, my fault, yo.
You're probably getting me mixed up with who must not be named.
Probably.
He was not me named.
It's good,
But anyways, but just like last week, they released like the original, the OG version of Astral Rejection, or the version that got rejected from the record label.
Okay.
Because you know, I don't know how regular, but you turn something in, probably, I would think.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You
yeah.
Work on something, you turn it in.
They tell you this is whack or this is good.
And like it says right here, like let me see.
They turned it into the record label and it got rejected.
Yeah, it got rejected. And then that just made tension, from what I'm reading. I don't know how credible this is because this is from a 2008 interview. that made tension between him and Neville.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Like, probably, like, you know, they probably, I don't know what it was. I could probably look up the interview later and look up more about it, but.
It's probably like, that's how when me and you get tension, it's usually because of Nick. So, like, Nick is, like, the record label.
Oh, yeah.
And me and you were, like, Matt and Neville. Is that his name, Matt?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Damn.
Fight the fucking power, bro.
Fight the power.
Go independent.
But the thing is, 9 years later, they released the OG version of Astro Rejection. And I could tell you, as a fan, it's what we fucking deserved 9 years ago.
For real?
It would have been a classic today.
You think Neville would have still been in?
Yeah, the band would have broke up. If that's what's true, because I didn't know about that either. Homeboy Mario Chavez told me about that.
Damn. Chavez is still in the game, right?
Yeah, because I messaged Chavez. I was like, yo, check it out. Because he's the one who takes
me. He's like, I know, dumbass.
No, he didn't know. This is one thing I got Mario Chavez on.
What?
I was like, check out that new album. And he checked it out, and he was like, oh, shit, it's cool. And then I told him about how, like, it's the original version of that. And then he told me that he's like, oh, I didn't know it caused tension between Neville and Matt. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even know about that. And then right here, it looks like it's kind of confirmed. And, I mean, it's just fucking crazy, though, because that album is fucking, I don't fucking know how to explain it. As a fan, like, yeah. I'm pretty sure I feel how Bittersweet felt in his Spider-Man review. If you haven't checked it out, you know, go check it out. But, you know, how
Yeah, he was felt. All butt wet during that review. Yeah,
like, that's how I fucking feel. Like, I fucking feel like, I fucking, like, I hit up John, told John about it. I hit up Chavez. Those
Who?
Two people. Oh, Nahaj.
Okay.
I hit up Nahaj and told Nahaj about it, and it's just fucking clean. I worked out to it. It's the best workout music I ever had. It's, like, good, like, punk and, like, a little bit electronica, and then it got, like, that metalcore and, like, that. Just has, like, a really fucking dope vibe. Like you've been experimenting with music? I think you should go take a listen.
Okay.
Like, just go listen to it, because, like, some of the shit that they do is, like, just fucking, like, I don't know. I respect him. Like, I fucking think it's dope. And to think about it, and also think about it, this was an album written 9 years ago.
Yeah. Probably not, written 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10, 11 years ago, you know? And I think it was the follow-up. It's the follow-up that You Can't Spell Slaughter deserves.
Like, damn. The original, that's sad, bro.
There's, like, two songs off the one that they released back then that are cool. But you could hear songs from the songs that got released back then about how, and you could hear about, like, you know, in the new song, or in the original version, how they just took those lyrics and threw them into other songs, you know.
My fault. Yeah, it's something that just keeps, like, rattling.
Oh, I mean, it could be this.
No, it's my mic. That's stupid. It's fucking my fault.
But no, I'm just telling you, like, if you like that type of music, like, I Set My Friends on Fire, go check it out on, you know, Apple Music, YouTube, whatever the fuck you have. But the OG version is where it's fucking at. Astro Rejection, OG, in parentheses. Check it out. I'm telling you to go listen it because they're really experimental. They fucking get down.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back. I hope that this album, like, since Matt's the only one in there, I would cry. I would fucking, I would fucking cry.
Would you cry more than, like, when the Jonas Brothers got back together?
I wasn't that into the Jonas Brothers, but I'm not going to lie. That Jonas Brothers shit got me. The Jonas Brothers hype got me, like, two Jonas Brothers songs that I got on my iTunes because, like, they're catchy, like, and I realize that, like, catchy music is good to listen to, because then when they play it loud, you can just fucking get down with everybody.
Kelly Kapoor, that bitch.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, just check it out. It's fucking dope. That's all I got to say about I Set My Friends on Fire. Oh, yeah, no. Since Matt's the only one in the band right now, since he stood the longest and, like, I mean, the bill comes back, that's great, but this should give Ice and My Friends more credit. Like, they deserve more credit. Their shows deserve to be bigger.
Let's do it then. Let's try to get them a big ass show over here.
I mean, they got the bass here. I mean, shit, I don't know who listens to, like, that. That's, I'm not into that music anymore, so I don't know where the fuck that scene's at anymore. Because, like, last time I went to a show with Mario Chavez, we met this younger kid that was, like, my age when I was into that shit, and he's in the band, and that whole scene is, like, different. Like you know how they do breakdowns, and, like, they start, like, screaming?
Da-da-da-da-da!
And, like, it's harder.
Yeah.
They do breakdowns, but they take away, like, it break down, and it's just, like, but it goes to, like, a light singing.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what the fuck? But it's, like, a breakdown, but, like, they're, like, da-da-da! And I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, where's the fucking breakdown at? And, like, I mean, I sound like probably an old head ass nigga and shit, but, like, I was like, The genre has changed.
Okay. Like, and I see that. I feel you.
But like,
that's what hurts my feelings about punk rock too, is because like I still love Sum 41, Blink 182, like, well, you know, see, all that shit. And then when I hear like punk music, like modern punk music, like, this is cool, but
it's not that. It's not. See, that's what Mario Travis said too when I was talking to him on Instagram about it, because the Epitaph is the record label that rejected them. And Mario Travis said, "I'm disappointed because Epitaph started out as a punk label."
Yeah.
And he told me, I haven't looked at their lineup, but he said their lineup is like disappointing, the people that they have on it now. And Mario Travis is in like punk scene, all hardcore now. So like,
you know what? I just realized we're legit old heads when it comes to music like that.
Well, because think about it, everything that we listen to now, I even think about it as in like I don't think younger kids fuck with Kanye. Like, we fuck with Kanye. And then even when I
talk, I don't know, y'all fuck with Kanye? I said, no.
David didn't even acknowledge you.
You fuck with Kanye?
Well, yeah, but that's because you're like a music head, though.
Oh, I know, but like on Facebook, like, there's a lot
like
of
kids?
People, yeah, like a lot of people my age and shit.
What about like
Kanye? Yeah, but age, I, but so, you're.
Like, Isaiah, no.
Yeah, Isaiah said no.
No?
Yeah.
Like, see, that's like the next generation. Like, what, y'all listen to, like, what, Trippie Redd and, like, Blueface and shit, or what? That little
fool. I don't want to be alive. Oh, no, that's Logic. Just but imagine
like,
Trippie.
Like Wiz Khalifa. I still fuck with Wiz Khalifa, but I don't think kids that their age fuck
with
Wiz
Khalifa. Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
Or like I sent my friends a fire, such an old band. Or a Day to Remember. I talked to, like, homegirl at work who listens to punk bands, too.
Yeah.
I was like, did you listen to A Day to Remember?
She's like, who that?
Yeah, she's like, A Day to Remember? I'm like, you don't know A Day to Remember?
Yesterday. That's funny. Stupid.
But yeah, like I said, my friends, I don't think like the people that are going to I Said My Friends on Fire are either like the obscure scene kid, this looks mad as fuck, or fucking old heads niggas like me are like 25, crazy 24. Think, yeah. Like, you know?
They're like, so like the kids that are like I consider junior, because junior's into, like, it'd be like, if you compare it to the rap scene, or yeah, the rap scene, say Snoop Dogg came to town, okay?
Uh-huh.
And did a show. It'd be people like June going, because June is, you know, he likes that old type of shit. Or it'd be old head motherfuckers, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So it's either people who, that's like, weird fuck to with think
that,
the,
that other genres are like that.
Also thinking that we're old too, huh?
Yeah, it's weird as fuck, bro.
Like, it's a preference, like, and I don't think it's like,
oh man,
it's crazy. Like, what gets me is so crazy is because like Bring Me the Horizon,
yeah,
I mean, they're still big, but I don't think kids fuck with Bring Me the Horizon like they do. And then my thing too, Bring Me the Horizon ain't heavy. Like, they're never heavy. They're all screaming and shit, but yeah, they don't listen. They're all like,
I miss the old Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah, like, for real, that fool don't even scream anymore, and it like upsets me. That fool don't, because he don't sing good. I'm not trying to say it to all the Bring Me the Horizon fans, but she, all of their Sykes does not. Yeah, he did fuck up his vocal cords though from screaming wrong or whatever. But like, that scene don't is scream like wrong. All the bands that like I listened to when I was in that scene, I don't think any of them are relevant unless they made it to like big headlining like levels, but.
Can you do a pig squeal?
I haven't pig squealed since like high school, dude. I don't want to try
it. Come on, try it, man. One time.
That's embarrassing. I'm going to get all red. Go on. I'm going to start sweating.
One time.
Let me tell you the story about how I learned how to pig squeal, or how at least I taught.
Okay.
When I was all into like that little like scene, my freshman year, I didn't get to go to Sheridan like with everybody. I had to go to fucking Southwest Early College, and I met this kid. Like, I was loner as fuck over, like, my cousin went there, but I didn't, like, hang out with anybody, because I just, like, wasn't good at making friends, like.
You're a little awkward.
I'm a little awkward. So, like, I met this one kid, and he only ended up staying for a semester. I was so devastated when he didn't come next fucking, like semester.
You but, are excited to come back for winter break.
I'm not gonna fucking lie, no. But, like, he was really cool. He was, like, a dweeby kid, but, like, he was the one who, mind you, this is a, fucking, when we were freshmen, what, 2009, 2008, right?
Or 2008, 2009.
And he told me about the chip implant, about the devil and everything, conspiracy Obama shit. He was the one who, like, put me on the conspiracies, and then, like, he had, like, the coolest MySpace name. It was a Salamander X Slasher. And I was like, I want a fucking name like that. And he was like, dude, just think of two cool things and put X's in between. Whoa, them.
And like, damn, new wave really type cool. Shit, like, ahead of the fucking game.
He was like, dude, he wore like his shorts to school, like his boxing shorts, had a big old backpack, carried everything in his backpack.
Boxing shorts?
I mean, not boxing shorts, like switch, like basketball shorts.
Okay.
His name was,
yeah, that was a shit back then.
I think his name was Isaac. I'm pretty sure his name was Isaac. Shout out Isaac. Yeah. But like, he taught me, and like, we would chill and shit like that, and we would just like, he was my boy. And then, he was like, his brother was like, he was into like heavy death metal, like Cannibal Corpse and like shit like that.
Yeah.
And those were, I wasn't into bands like that. I was into like little screamo bands, like little punk bands, like we're on Warped Tour and shit. Yeah, yeah. But he was like, we would like talk about screaming. He was like, how do you pick school? And he's like, you gotta like suck in and like kind of tie anything. And he was like, and just, like, I don't know how to do it, but he would do it clean. We're like little, like, mine, we're freshmen. He's over like,
like his age, bro.
Yeah, like his age.
That's crazy, too. But he,
like, see, I can't do it. I think I fucked my shit up, but
he's like that?
I don't know. Bittersweet, try. Bittersweet's brother, pig squill. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, was that a fucking pig, y'all? What are you, the fucking farm? Who the fuck was that? E I E I O?
I said I'm the same
lane
as you, though.
What, you what? What?
Bands and all that.
You with the bands? Punk bands, little screamo bands and shit.
I don't know. Let's check. Is his butt wet?
Don't forget.
But yeah, that's Pig School. I fucking forgot about Pig School. Remember how he must not be named with always this Pig School?
So what the fuck? That motherfucker was speaking a different language, bro.
We should leak one of his screamo covers in the bio.
No, I don't know.
We should. Give us some clout.
I was excited to...
He would be at home when no one was home.
Yeah. Scared the fucking neighbors.
That was our fucking friend for a while.
Damn.
Lying ass motherfucker said he was in a band. Wasn't in a band.
Holy shit, that motherfucker. You remember when he made a video saying he's starting a band?
Yeah. He's with his bangs and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go. Hey, yo, what the fuck? Hey, have some respect for the fucking podcast. Fool. You're on fucking set, coffee boy. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, I know we're going kind of going off topic, but like there was one time,
I'm sorry, I love you, thanks.
There was one time me and Nahaj fucking caught he must not be named or whatever, because he showed us all this song that he said he recorded with his band.
Yeah.
And it was some obscure band that you, like, upcoming band on YouTube, or just some band on YouTube, you know? Like, there was a lot of bands on YouTube that you could find, right? Some little screamo band. And he showed me one time. He showed John a different time, you know? I'm pretty sure he showed D-Boy.
He showed me, too.
He showed you.
Yeah.
And it was just me.
It sounded good.
Yeah, and it sounded really good. Like mixing, like, how you mixed out.
Yeah.
Like, shit that you're going down. Mind you, we're like, this is before you were doing music, before any of us were even
middle school kids.
Yeah, no, we're not in middle school. We're still in high school.
He was in middle school.
Oh, he was in middle school. Yeah, he's in middle school. Or in middle school.
Quotes, in middle school, in quotes.
But, he played this song and it was just me and John at the house, at your apartment.
Yeah.
You know how you had, that's where I had my fat iPod.
Was I there?
No, you weren't there.
Of course not.
Now, yeah, you guys were out there fucking, you know, doing what the fuck you and Nick did in high school. Being ignorant as fuck. Stealing flowers.
Stealing flowers.
No, I'm just kidding. But we were
sounds
there.
Wrong.
And, oh, that doesn't sound wrong.
Go ahead, though.
Come on, Mako.
I'm sorry.
But we remember I had my fat iPod?
Yeah.
So, like, wasn't the only one motherfucker.
Who?
Oh, edit that. Timestamp. 5305. He Must Not Be Named wasn't the only one that would go look up bands on YouTube. You know, I was trying to look up every new upcoming band. Yep. And you know, YouTube converting was a real big thing, so I would need to convert a lot of the songs onto my iPod. And sure enough, me and John were just kicking in or He Must Not Be Named. We're just chilling there, and we fucking had the iPod in. My iPod just playing random songs.
Yeah.
Some Tyler came on. All kinds of, you know, just playing. And then this song that he played, he showed all of us, starts playing on my iPod.
On your iPod.
And I know off the bat.
And he showed you on his MP3, like weeks before.
His little ghetto ass MP3, remember?
He's like, check it out, I got 54 megabytes. Got a deleted song because there's a new song coming out tonight. You remember that shit? When you had to delete, delete songs.
Jokes, you can have enough memory. Oh, fuck no, but yeah.
Never have a full album on that bitch. You had Rough Riders Anthem. You had a Millie. What else? That's it.
A Millie, he said. Those are the ones I've only stayed on. But, and he showed us, and I already knew when he showed me that song, I was like, oh, this nigga's lying. But I was just like, okay, yeah. cool. Like, I should have confronted him. We should have really confronted him.
Every time we should have.
But, I looked at Nahaj, and,
y'all just knew.
We were like, and then, like, sure enough, like, 5 minutes after that song played, he was like, I'm gonna go home. And he left, and then me and Nahaj just fucking clowned on that food for, like, a minute after
dumbass.
He left.
Dumbass. Dumbass kids. So many lies, man. Do you guys have friends that lie? Comment below and tell us the worst lie they told. I'll tell you the worst lie. One of the worst. Dude, so many fucking lies that he would say. There was one.
You know which one I remember off the top of my
head? Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna go get a glass of water. I'll be right back.
And then never come back?
Yeah.
You know, everybody did that, though, because D-Boy did that shit all the time.
Yeah, he did that shit all the time. No, what I remember is he came one time and his hair was dead as fuck. Like, dry the fuck out, orange, gross, yo. I was like, what?
Like, crispy.
Crispy. Like everything else is down. It's kind of, like, up a little bit. Like, it looked a little bit like this.
No,
look.
Yeah, no.
Like, look how wiry my hair is and shit.
No, it was like that because when I saw it days after, it was like, because he was trying to straighten his hair. Like, so everything would look natural straight, but this looked like.
Like, fucked up,
like,
right?
Like, fucked up. Like, he put, like, glue in his hair.
Yeah. And it was it was gross and shit. And we're like, oh, shit, did you try to, like, dye your hair? And he was like, no, I was doing laundry, and I dropped the bleach, and it landed on my head. Just on his fucking bangs, where that was a thing. Like, that was a fucking thing like back then, where everybody was seen. Yeah, you dye your bangs. And I remember him asking us, like, a week before, like, how do you do that? And we're like, you got to bleach it. And this motherfucker thought, like, real bleach, you know, like, how you bleach clean shit. Yeah, and that fool straight put bleach. He dipped bleach. He dipped his hair in bleach, bro.
His mom and dad are probably like, what are you
fucking dumbass. He's like, just bleach my hair, mom.
He's like, mom, I'm fucking bleaching my hair.
Back up. I got a band.
I got a pretend band.
I'm the lead singer. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you guys are
being sorry. Sorry. It's the truth, though. It's the truth.
He should have been lying to us. He should have been fronting like that. That's like a front. How are you going to tell your homie that you fucking know? We knew he was lying. It's not like we were like, oh, shit, he's in a band. And like, we're over. Like, think if we were gullible ass niggas and we're like, yeah, we have this homie in a band. Like, he's in a band. He screams. We show someone that song and they're like, that's this band. You know, think how dumb we were.
Yeah, for real. Straight up.
And then, you know what's funny? He used to tell girls that he was fucking, like, straight up, though,
he used to pull girls with that shit.
Fucking lying.
He used to pull girls with that shit. And just imagine the scene goes, oh, my God, he got
a band. Oh, my God, he's a band. He bleached his hair. He bleached his hair himself.
Oh, hell no. Okay, enough of that. Fuck that. Okay. No clout.
No clout. We can save a bag. He must not be named.
It'll be a recurring statement every now and then. Let's talk about.
Yeah, that was your boy. Wait, I see. Now I'm interested because Junior, what are your memories of He Must Not Be Named?
That nigga was kind of a creep, nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga was always trying to get him on my fucking sister.
Yeah.
I don't want. Don't say that.
But I was too young. I was like, well, fuck it, whatever. But now that I get older, I can't really.
That's funny. Now that he brings that shit, we used to fucking talk shit about that fool.
We'll talk about this afterwards too. I got some more shit.
All right.
Number six. Talking about creepy creeps.
You want to do number six?
I think that's the one I'm talking about.
No, you already did six.
Seven.
So anybody who's a fan of YouTube or anything, you might not know this much about
what
this.
What the fuck, dude? What other fucking topics do we have? Eight? Is it eight that I want to talk about?
Yeah, it's eight. You pick seven.
Okay, hurry up. Let's get number seven.
So we'll do this one quick because you probably know this about. This is another YouTube community thing. Death Battle. The Goku versus Superman videos where they analyze them and they do all kinds of other shit like that. Well, their company or what they're originally where they were made from. What are you guys laughing about?
These ones are hot, I think.
No, they are hot. They're over there. But anyways, they do Death Battle. They got, I don't know if the company shut down.
Yeah.
But they got rebranded as or from Screw Attack to just Death Battle.
Okay.
So I'm pretty, and that's the thing that they're known for, pretty much. So now they're just known Death Battle. But I watched the guys, one of the co-creators' new channels, Game Attack.
Oh shit! Are they the ones that did like the Batman versus Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they do all that. So they just got rebranded. So I don't think they're gonna be having. I really don't know. I think they're just gonna be doing Death Battles, and I fucking don't know.
That's cool because that shit was hype for a second, dude. That shit was fucking hype for a second.
They still do it all the time. Like, that's all they're known for. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Like, well, that's like their most popular segment because, like, I think Screw Attack got bought by. And I'm not too accurate about this because this is what the guy was saying when I was watching his, because he's not on them anymore. He left a long time ago and made his new channel. But he was talking about his experience with it and how it got sold by Screen. Fuck. Some company, I think. But then their stuff is all on Rooster Teeth on Verve. So, like, I don't know how that went about, but they sold it pretty much.
Okay.
And then.
But they're back and rebranded.
Well, they've been back. They've always been there. They just got their company shut down, and I don't know if it was a rebrand or a permanent shutdown, but and just a new company. But it's just Death Battle now.
Okay.
So now you can't type Screw Attack. You should just type in Death Battle, just so everybody is aware. If you're into that stuff.
If you're into that kink.
And I went and checked it out, and yeah, sure enough, their page is Death Battle, or whatever it's fucking called. And yeah, but I was watching the co-creators thing, and it got really like because he brought everybody that he worked with, and how because he's the co-creator, he was there from the beginning. And how, like, their experience and, like...
Was it emotional?
I mean, being creators.
Yeah.
And coming up ourselves with the team. We haven't hired anybody out because that's what they did, like, getting interns. And stuff.
Oh, they outsourced?
They got hired interns. Like, they went and found people and, like, started that paying, like, you know, $5 an hour type of shit.
Yeah.
To edit and do all that shit. Seeing it, hearing that story and how, like, it's been 13 years with their company... And it's closing or it's shutting down. Because I'm pretty sure people are going to technically like lose jobs since they're just doing Death Battle. They only need the people for Death Battle. All the other things will probably get sidelined and everything like that. But seeing that and hearing how they react about hearing all their come-up stories and like, oh, remember this. And they would say, well, if there's anything you could go back and do off-camera, is there anything you could think in particular? They talk about how they all were like, fuck this, let's all make an igloo on one of their days, and they all went and made an igloo, and they ordered pizza to the igloo.
Damn, I want to do that.
It's just really inspiring, because, like, you know, we're growing as a team, and we're doing teams, and, like, that's why when before this, we were talking about Comic-Con, and I was like, we should really use that as, like, a building exercise to do something as a team.
Dude, look at you. I like that. Like,
you know, if we really want this thing, we gotta fuck with each other.
Sounds like a lot of jelly and not enough peanut butter.
Shut the fuck up, man. I've been doing a good job of peanut butter, bitch.
You've been doing a solid job of making that it look a good balance.
Yeah, better than Nick, huh? He's supposed to be managing us.
Yeah. Maybe you're the one that's been all about the jelly lately.
Yeah, maybe you've been all about the jelly.
Buying multiple controllers for the Switch and shit.
I know, not even for my Switch, for your sister's Switch.
Weird. Weird how that works. So going to Disney on Ice.
Yeah, Disney on Ice.
Yeah.
Playing Red Dead,
dropping ubbins on himself.
We're going to Comic-Con?
Yeah, we're going to Comic-Con, Nick.
Yeah.
Is it Comic-Con?
It's not Comic-Con. It's Pop Culture Con. And do you remember one time, Bittersweet called us the Pop Culture Nerds?
So,
and what happened?
Yeah, look what the fuck happened. We're going to a Pop Culture Convention, Mitch. We're going to fit right fucking in.
Would you say that Bittersweet is kind of a Pop Culture Nerd himself, though?
I would think so.
Pop culture movie nerd, maybe?
Pop culture movie nerd, for sure. Oh, at least he missed it.
Yep.
But, I mean, I tried to give you guys more nerd shit, but y'all weren't having it.
Quantum shit? What the fuck are you talking about? That's like fucking like, oh, I'm a fuck. Like, let me put my fucking broken glasses on. Poindexter over here.
Poindexter. Oh, man. The only quantum shit I care about is the quantum realm.
Speaking of the quantum realm, you saw two DC movies this week.
About Marvel's quantum realm, I saw two DC movies, son.
Which one do you want to pick first? Since they are both next
let's
to each
talk
other.
About, let's talk. I didn't see. Oh, when I see the movie, I seen a trailer.
A trailer? A
trailer park.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Boys?
Boys on Boys Action. Boys on Boys Action is a service where you get boys to your house, to your job, to your home,
to your work, even. You'd be surprised. They could take them boys to some really exotic places.
Yep. Boys and Boys Action. Use the promo code NerdyBoys and get 50% off just this week.
Just this week. Just for our nerdy guest.
Warning. Yep. May breach your PDA policies at work.
Yeah, definitely check in with your job. You know, there's nothing illegal going on here for sure.
But if you are uncomfortable, they do have a premium service.
Men on men action.
MoMA.
MoMA. Check out MoMA. MoMA starts around 50, I believe.
50, but if they use the promo code NERDYMEN,
yep,
they'll get an exclusive one of 75% off.
75% off.
Which is MoMA. A really good bargain right now for a Men to Men premium.
There's also a referral program if you work for Men for Men Action. For example, our good friend Swamp Ass is actually an employee at Men on Men Action.
That's the only reason we were able to grab this sponsor.
Boys on Boys Action. Yes. He's an employee for Boys on Boys Action. That's how we got the sponsor. And there's a referral program. If you have a friend that you refer over, you get $100.
$100
for every
friend you refer over. Yep.
So check it out.
Oh, damn raccoons.
Okay. So I seen a trailer this week. It was a DC trailer.
A DC trailer.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what it is?
I know what trailer it is because I actually watched this trailer.
Holy shit. Fucking finally, bro.
Yep. I watched this trailer.
And how'd you feel about it? Well, first, what trailer was it?
You know my boy from the hood? The Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah, he made this movie, man. He fucking that shit.
He made it, fool. He made it, fool.
But, the Joker trailer
dropped.
And, I don't know what to think.
I don't know what to think either.
I don't know where they're going with it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know,
he seems creepy as fuck. He's giving his mom a bath.
She's old, lady. That's normal. Fool.
Not for the mom bath.
Yeah, damn.
Huh?
Let's go play
groundies
after this.
Oh, my God. It's too late, fool. It's 11.
Did you just hear Nick?
What?
He said he's excited for the Joker to give his mom a bath.
Wait up. I got something real quick. Why could everybody else get sidetracked, but when I get sidetracked, I get one of these and, like, get back in line?
Because you better get in line.
I just gave him that.
I hate y'all guys.
It's okay. You know why though? It's because you ignored me.
You ignore me all the fucking time. Yeah, last but that's podcast, different. You fucking told but that's you were not
different.
Interested in my...
But that's different.
All right, the Joker. Go ahead and talk about the Joker.
The Joker. No, I was just wondering if you just heard Nick saying he's excited for the old woman to be washed by her son.
I'm really excited about like weirdo. The underlying like
the fucking weirdo. You like fucking seeing fucking old woman
like bath right? scenes, bro?
Like bath scenes and shit.
The story. It doesn't.
Like behind the bath scene. Huh?
It doesn't feel like a DC movie either.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's another good point. That's probably what threw me off is because I was like, this doesn't feel like a...
Like a superhero movie, super...
Yeah, it looks really good.
Dumbass, fuck that guy up.
Yeah, fuck that dude. But,
No, I'm excited as shit. Do you know what? I think they're holding his laugh back, too. Because I think the Joker laugh is a huge fucking thing no matter who plays the Joker. And he... kind of attacked it a little bit, but I don't think he went full pledge. You know what I'm saying? I think they're holding it back a little bit.
I wasn't going to tell you.
No?
I don't know what to think. Like, definitely. Like, I was expecting Heath Ledger, you know? I was like, this is going to be Heath Ledger Joker all over again.
Oh, you thought it was going to be? Okay.
Yeah, like, it was going to be Heath Ledger Joker again. Like, he's going to go for that take, but, like, you didn't get none of that in the trailer, so I don't really know. But is this an origin
Yeah,
story?
It's an origin, yeah.
So, like, are we going to get... So, like... Because there's not a clear origin on Joker, right?
No, I mean, there's, like, the killing joke, but like, even that
where
is...
Where he's, like, Red Mask or whatever, the Red Mask guy?
Yeah, whatever, the Red Hood.
Red Hood or whatever?
Yeah.
Red Mask. Red Hood, yeah, there's all that. So you think they'll play on that or anything like that?
I don't think they'll play on that. I think... Well, Robert De Niro's in it, too, and I didn't see him in the trailer, so I don't know what the
Robert
fuck is...
Robert De Niro's in there?
You know D. De Niro?
Damn. He's a talk show host.
Oh, really? Shit.
Oh, look at that.
The expert.
You're back on. You're hired again.
There's rumors that they're going to try to incorporate the three Joker storyline.
He was on top of it too. You're hired. You're back on again.
Damn. So like that, like Robert De Niro is going to be like another Joker?
No.
So what does that mean then?
Because Jared Leto, it looks like he's actually still in Birds of Prey.
Yeah. No, he's not.
No.
Gary said no, he's not. Which expert is more right, Nick?
The movie expert or the DC expert?
Whoa, da na 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 da na na na. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy to think about.
Okay.
But I'm excited for it. It's a birthday present for me. Another birthday present. Last year's birthday present was Venom. This year's birthday present is Joker.
Oh, I saw Venom because it's on Hulu.
Venom, you mean?
Venom?
Mm-hmm.
Pinche Venom.
Pinche Venom.
I'm feeling a little. What did y'all think about it again?
It was okay. I think Tom Hardy held it together.
Their little like
really antagonist was whack.
What was he? The Venom guy, or was he?
The movie's ass. The acting.
The acting's awesome. Good. The I like how
the Venom, motive. My fault.
Venom and what's his name? The actor.
How they interact with each other.
I really like that.
Yeah, The motive behind the antagonist was whack as fuck.
I'm gonna go get my boys.
I'm gonna get on the spaceship. Go get my boys. And we're gonna come back to this Earth. Like it was just like, dude, come on, man.
You remember how I said I didn't know how I was gonna feel about the suit?
Yeah,
I love the suit. I love how it's all slimy.
Oh, really?
I like how they use it.
Yeah.
There's that one scene where they're fighting against each other, and that fool's ripping them out.
Yeah.
And then, like, you could see them coming out of each other. I was like, that's really, like, fucking dope.
How'd you feel about when he kissed Venom?
He kissed Venom?
Yeah.
Who kisses Venom?
Hardy. Tom Hardy.
He kisses Venom?
Yeah. Well, it's his girlfriend, but...
In the forest.
Yeah. Eddie Brock kisses...
Or
she Venom.
Yep.
I don't know.
That was like a very controversial scene because it was like, that's fucking weird.
I gotta check it out. I gotta rewatch this.
Yeah, you get a little hard on. I don't
remember that shit.
Yeah. So Joker movie. It's gonna be good.
Joker movie. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too.
I don't know what to expect though, so I'm not gonna say it looked bad or it looked good.
You just don't
know. I don't know what the fuck to expect.
Yeah.
I'm fucking confused. I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this gonna be like...
Looks dope, though.
But, like, that's what it is. Like, I was like, what is it that's not giving... Like, what's throwing me off? And I think what he said, it's not... doesn't feel like a DC movie, so I'm like...
Well said, sir. You.
You're expert. You're head expert.
Yeah, you're head expert now. You just took over.
Well, because I'm the tallest.
And intimidating and cute.
Yeah, mostly cute. But I also seen a DC movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Chikazam. Chikaham. Chikazam. On our notes, Nick spelled Shazam wrong. He spelled it like if it was a German version of Shazam. Like Shazam. What if he did? It's like a lightning bolt and it's like a fucking swastika lightning bolt. Chikazam.
999.
Stupid. Oh, that's stupid. Down, it's like the, what is it, the knowledge of Solomon? The fucking anger of Hitler. That's cool, stupid. Cool. But anyways, I see the movie.
How would you think?
It was bomb as fuck.
Good.
It was bomb as fuck. Really, really good. It was
best DC movie.
For like the new, yeah, yeah.
I like Wonder Woman.
That's what I was gonna say. Like I love the dialogue in Wonder Woman. You know.
Uh
huh. So I think I don't know. It's a toss. It's super
you
close toss up. I used to have a movie review channel.
Spoiler alert.
No, but for real though, I think I love the direction that they're going since Aquaman held up really, really well. And Shazam, the direction that they took there, like, you just have to watch. I'm not trying to spoil anything, but that shit is good as fuck.
If you had a movie review channel, yeah, so
I could probably go in.
Yeah, you probably go in.
No, but it's good as fuck.
You should actually be the one doing the movie reviews since you're the one always watching the new movies.
Oh my God. The great, the worst, the movies.
Check it out. New segment coming soon.
Yeah, but no, for real. Yeah, check that fucking movie out. You got to see it too.
I'll check it. Was it funny or?
It was really, really fucking funny. Well, like, really, really fucking funny.
It's like kids, right?
Mm-hmm. And so the thing I'd say too is like the acting is like up and down from some characters, but the actual Shazam and oh my God, what's his name?
Billy.
Yeah, there you go. He does a great fucking job, dude. Great fucking job.
Have to check it out. Shazam.
Chaham. It's a good damn.
Say it like you did at the beginning.
Shazam! what was I gonna say about it though? And they're doing the same shit that DC does or that Marvel does, the after credits, the post credits.
Oh shit. And, world building?
Yeah. And they're doing a good job, dude. They're doing great job. I'm happy that they didn't use Black Adam as the first villain.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it. What's up?
Oh shit.
Two?
The friendly neighborhood peace calling.
Oh no.
Should we answer?
I don't know, Nick, your call.
That doesn't have the phone number on it, does it?
Should we call? Should we answer?
It says her last name.
Okay. Let's see what she has to say.
put it on speaker. Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
We're recording the podcast right now. You're on the mic.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Say what's up to the fans, P.
Yeah, say what's up to the fans.
What's up, fans? I'm sorry for interrupting your podcast.
She sounds sad.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, say it.
No, call me back here in a bit. Is it important?
Okay. But anyway, Shazam, check that shit out. There's like a lot going on, and I think it's kind of like the right, Spider-Verse.
Well, give us a few
that's
seconds.
That's like what Sony's trying to do. I think they could build a universe within Shazam itself, just the way that they're laying this shit out. We don't need him for this fucking podcast. When have we ever needed this motherfucker?
All right, I gotta go though, real quick. I'm in the middle of a podcast. They're getting mad at me.
All right, but yeah, you gotta check that shit out for real. We're gonna check that shit out again tomorrow, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-movie thing.
Right,
no, I would bittersweet, but me and Gary are doing a review this weekend.
Oh, you guys aren't gonna invite me to a movie? Okay.
I'll invite you.
You wanna invite me? Okay, date.
No, you'll like it though.
Shazam.
It's Shazam.
Okay, since we're all out of topics now, there's one thing we need to brush over real quick. Passing of a very respectable rapper this week happened.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Nipsey?
Yeah.
To be honest, I slept on him so much, dude. And I feel bad because all this shit that going on, you can't help but not to... I've talked about it probably every day since he's passed, honestly.
Uh-huh.
And there's been days where I've talked about it in like four different groups of people that I've hung out with. And, you know, just doing all, you know, as much research as I can that I get to at least. Like, that dude was about his shit, lived up to his name, like did a lot. And just to see all the people that he fucked with and that fucked with him, dude, from Jay-Z to... You know, to Diddy, to Gary V, to 50, to like just people you wouldn't like even think, you know, to clothing, to drama, like all these people, they just like were devastated, you know. And these are like high influencing people that like I fuck with, and just see that they fucked with him that hardcore, like it was crazy, man. And just it's just sad. I know people are comparing it to like how it felt when Pac and Biggie died. And I didn't see it at first because I was thinking like, nah, Nipsey wasn't as big as Pac. His music wasn't as good as Biggie, you know. But I didn't think about it on like a personal level and just how much influence he had on the game. And not only that, like just like Biggie and just like Pac, he died way before his time, dude. Way too fucking soon. He had so much to accomplish. And just to see everything that he had his hands in so many cookie jars and from just helping... You know, helping his friends to movie productions, to music, to being nominated for best album of the year, like he was like a fucking genius, an entrepreneur. Like,
so, all right, so I didn't, yeah, like, you know me, I didn't get that wrapped up in it because, like, I mean, I respect him,
yeah,
and finding out more as I hear more about him, like to you guys,
yeah,
you know, this is like. Little Peep passed. That's, I'm pretty sure that's how I was. I mean, I was all like fight, digging to it. And like, obviously, when people die, there's conspiracies.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm obviously a conspiracy guy. So all my timeline is filled with is the conspiracy side of his death.
Like Dr. Sibby?
Yeah. How accurate do you think that is? Because I know that I don't want to say because it sounds rude, but you know, it's on the internet. I've seen quick footage of his. What happened, and it is unfortunate that it had to be someone gang related and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I believe that's the more plausible one or whatever like that. But how far, as you not being that big on conspiracies, what do you think about all that?
Like, so, like I told you, I slept on him. You know, I always knew he was there. He's always a presence, but never on my radar. And so when I first, same thing, when I seen, you know, the Dr. Sibby thing, I was like, yo, this is it. Like, that's fucking crazy. You know, like the. Because the facts are two people tried to make a documentary on him, right? And both people that have publicly announced it have died.
Okay.
And, you know, even Dr. Sibby himself, you know, someone who was probably one of the most healthiest people in the fucking world, gets pneumonia after being in an airport because he had too much cash in one of his bags and then dies a couple of days later. Like, it's just, you know. Uh-huh. So, yeah, definitely, like, that got my mind going. I was like, this is fucking crazy. They're not going to find his, they're not going to find his killer. It's whatever it is, you know. But after seeing the video and then hearing the backstory and all that, I think it's less plausible. Still crazy, though. And I'm not going to, I think I don't want to dive into, like, the conspiracy theory behind it so much, just because I feel like it kind of takes away from everything that he's did and,
yeah,
and, you know, everything that he was doing in his life, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so,
because he did a lot more than just that stuff. Say he was going to make this movie.
Well, like, Junior was telling me that, what was it, fuck, that Nick Cannon said he was going to finish the documentary up for him. So, and then Junior was like, because he didn't believe, he told me, Junior, what did you say, Junior? You didn't believe.
I don't believe the conspiracy theory right now, but if something was to happen to Nick Cannon, then I'd start, like, kind of believing that shit. But right now, I kind of think it's just out of hate.
And then the documentary, Rock Nation, so I don't think Jay-Z would have let that just drop.
So, okay, and then check this out, though, too. We have another friend that had another conspiracy theory with it, too, because I said the same shit. I was like, well, we'll see, you know, when something happens to Nick, then we'll know, you know, like something, like they're onto something. Uh-huh. But then we had another friend that said, what if Nick is in on it? You know what I'm saying? And so, say he does finish this documentary, but it's nothing what Nipsey had original in mind, or, you know, and it doesn't give the straight facts. Oh, and kind of persuades the audience into a different direction.
That could totally be, yeah. That's a conspiracy hole in itself right there.
You feel me?
That really gets your mind thinking. Joey Nuns, make a segment right there about our little question right there. Joey Nuns, I expect I see that shit on your website. Headline, you're, no, just kidding, I'm fucking with you. But yeah.
So yeah, the whole conspiracy thing, like I said, I don't want to dive too deep into it just because I think it does take away from how much he was actually doing it, because he did way more than this documentary, dude. For his community, for the people he loved, for the music industry, for the clothing industry, so fucking much, you know. So I think if we just talk about the conspiracy theory, it's not, that's not what he lived for.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing from, like, he seems like he was a really humble fucking dude. He really, like I did, like I said, I think my cousin Go bumped him. My cousin Haley really ride for him. That chick was devastated that day. Like, her Snapchat was all, like, emotional. But, like, and I didn't, like I said, I wasn't on his music. It's not my type of music, but, like, from what it seems like, dude, I can't help but, like, same, like, I can't knock the hustle. He's not in my world, not my lifestyle, but.
Exactly.
You gotta respect that hustle, and it seems like he's really putting some energy out there, and it sucks seeing that, like, people like that go too soon, because, like, even with, like, X, you know, he fucking was, may have a history, but, like, you know, he was trying to project out more,
Positivity,
and. Just being like that, and especially even with Nipsey, from what it looks like, he's from, like, a gangbanging hood and everything, but he put the people first above all that other stuff, and it's sad to see people go like that.
Definitely, man. And, like, I stepped on him on so many levels, dude, because, like, his music alone, you know, first of all, his music, like, listening to it now, it's like, damn, like, that's him. Like, oh, shit, like, I didn't even know this was him. You know, and just bumping, you're like, damn, this fool was spitting some real ass shit. And it's sad. It sucks. I hate that I'm only listening to him because he passed away. And, you know, that's why Nick was saying that he started. Who are you starting to bump a little more now? Meek, right? Wale. Yeah, Wale a little more, you know, because he's like, I don't want to sleep on anybody no more, especially the hustle. And that's what I'm sad about, too, is because I slept on this fool's hustle, because literally not everybody, but a lot of people I look up to as far as the hustle, like Jay-Z and Gary Vee especially. Like, they fucked with him hardcore, and, you know, all the interviews, like, he was spitting mad knowledge, and I'm like, damn, I slept on all these gems that this motherfucker was just spitting out his whole career.
Yeah, man, I know, I feel like I haven't got a chance to hear him, like, I haven't really after that, and, like, give him a thorough listening through.
Did y'all hear how, why the altercation happened?
Yeah, Junior and y'all were telling me the other day about, like, how his homie, about some, like, just some gang snitch and shit or something like that, right?
So, yeah, it's kind of, well, he knew who he was, and he was, like, a known informant or whatever, and he went to go shake Nipsey's hand, and he dapped him up, but he was like, hey, I'm a rapper, you know, what's up, or whatever. And Nipsey was like, nah, I know who you are, like, don't be around here, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he got his cheeseburger and came back with the gun.
Damn.
And that's it.
So it was like that. Like, it wasn't like he was plotting. It was like...
Yeah, it was like that. And then he turned himself into a mental facility using his own name. They say that he's kind of strategizing to plead insanity.
Yeah, he pleaded not guilty, and he's probably going to plead insanity, which is bullshit. Either way, dude, like, that dude deserves to fucking rot, like, whatever it is.
Damn, he did trips it like that? Holy fuck, I didn't even hear about that side yet. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, I don't want to talk about it too much either, too, but, like, the video, it's sad as fuck, too, because...
Oh, no, yeah, I...
You see it? Like, where he literally...
Disrespectful-ass shit, dude. Like, yeah, straight-up disrespectful. It's just...
It's sad, man.
It's just crazy how, like... I find it always crazy how footage like that just gets out. Like, with Peep, with X.
Yeah.
And him. Like, all that shit's out on the internet.
And like you're saying, too, like, with X, you know, like, how he started... He was turning his life around, and his image especially.
Yeah.
You know? Because I feel like his life was already turned around at that point, and he was just trying to rebrand his image, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, when Nick showed me this podcast with the, you know, Joe Budden?
Oh, that fool he rides every night?
Yeah. Just kidding. It was actually dope. Like, a dope 15 minutes that he talks about him. And it's, he talks about, there's one guy who says, like, it sucks because Nipsey was a good guy in a safe zone. Yeah. Like, that's scary as fuck. He was in a place where... This is where we work. This is our safe zone. We never feel, you know, like, we never feel threatened here at all. And he was a good ass person, and shit like that happens. Like, what's not to say that we're not going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? Like, that shit's scary as fuck.
100%. Yeah, that's just makes it shit like, I mean, now we're talking about it and got it going. Like, really appreciate fucking, like, life. Your peers.
Yeah, for real. Straight up.
Like, shit like that could happen at the blink of the eye. Like, I'm fucking, like, I walk every night, like, since, like, high school. I take the bus every night. Federal, right here, Wadsworth, Alameda, Colfax, you know, everywhere I walk around. When I lived all the way up north, I would have to take the bus and have to walk, like, from 72nd all the way up to, like, 84th because the bus didn't walk over there.
Yeah.
And that was every night. And I'm grateful nothing ever fucking happened, but, like, to think about, I'm locked at night, and anything could have happened.
Yeah.
By myself, or, like, you know.
It's just crazy how all this shit starts to wrap around, too, and it's, like, it's even, like, subconsciously. Like, we're not even thinking about this shit, you know? And it's, like, how you were saying, like, we need to start interacting with each other, and we've been on this, like, positivity binge, too, where it's, like, you know, Nick even brought this up months ago, where it's, like, yo, like, we talk a lot of shit, and it's all fun and games, but, like, we really need to start appreciating each other a little more and shit, and just appreciating life a little more. And again, it sucks that it takes someone dying and someone with such a big influence for us to even get this shit going, to not appreciate something as fragile as life. Like, that shit sucks. But the fact that it's all wrapping around is...
And it's like, even like, I know that's not like, this is really different, but like that company, when that company died, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, it's the death of a company that's been around for 13 years. They had their community. And now that community essentially isn't there anymore, you know? Like, I know they're famous for that, like, death battle stuff or whatever, but, like, when there's something like that impacts, like, Nipsey impacted a community, that Screw Attack impacted a community, and when it dies, it leaves, where do those people go? That's their, like, their escape, you know, especially if they ride so hard for someone, like, how many people are probably expected to show up there at that Nipsey thing? All those people are probably flying in from out of state. They're fucking impacted by that fool, you know? How many people cried when Peep died? How many people cried when X died? Like I saw, like I said, with that company dying, I saw the co-owner one of the co-founders talking about it, and he brought in like their interns and people that have been with the company forever too. That like their first intern, the people that rode there from the beginning, and they're crying because that shit's gone.
Yeah.
And then like you know with Nipsey, like his friends are probably in mourn, but like then probably hitting it way worse than us. But like fans are probably like. Like devastated.
Just
like
lost. Like,
my cousin Haley, for example. Sorry if she ever sees this, but hey, like she was fucking like hurt. Like, cause like she's the only person I've ever seen. Like, she would be like, Nipsey, going to see my man. Like, when she would come to the crown, and then like her, I saw her snap, and she was like, oh my god, you know he's so fine, type shit. Like shit like that. And then like when that day he died, she reposted like all her videos that he had of her or him. Just all sad. Wore his shirt all day, doing blue crip hearts. She was just like she was fucking. It was her, and that's where I was like, oh damn, like it sits into you, and it makes you think like, Yeah, it just makes you think. Like, it impacts people. He's like, when you got a brand, because Nipsey is a brand.
Yeah.
And it affects people. The brand is what you go for, but then you fall in love with the people.
Yep.
Like, that's like nerds. Like, you're a nerd. You're going
to
come
exactly.
watch
Exactly. I was just going to get into that.
You're going to fucking stay for us because you like what we do. And
something like that, it affects, like, both sides of the spectrum. It affects it, like, where not only should we start appreciating life a little more, you know, and just being here, the fact that we get to do this shit, you know, but it's almost like it lights a fire, like, dude, life is so fucking short and fragile. Like I was saying again, like, why not do a little more, you know?
Why not go parachute diving?
Why not go parachute diving, yeah.
Or skydiving or whatever, you know? Like, no, but like, yeah.
But just even little shit. Why not help out? Like, why not fuck with the community a little more?
Yeah, 100%. Like, that, that's what I feel you on that, too. Like, that's, I wish we could have those, like, we will probably get there, but get those stepping stones to eventually give back to, like, the community around us. And,
yeah.
And, you know, maybe even we could maybe start small and give my fucking neighbor some fucking cookies so they get off our ass.
No, little shit. Yeah, just that awareness right there, bro.
But, yeah, I mean, it just, it put a lot of stuff in perspective and just hearing it. Like, I'm like, it's not, I'm not flooding myself with it. Like, it wasn't like when Peep died and I was affected by
yeah.
it. But, like, it's definitely seeing it from an outside and seeing how it affects others.
Yeah, no, yeah, especially with, like, Peep and X, I really felt, like, directly impacted, you know, but I felt, like, a sense of empathy just seeing how hurt everybody
yeah,
else is.
Everybody
like, that's,
else is. Like, it's, like, because that's really good. Like, you know, you, the, what is it, sympathy and empathy? You
yeah.
know, you could, sympathy, which one is it? The one you could say you understand.
And then empathy is where you feel it. I'm
where you actually
sure.
feel it because you've
yeah.
been through it. And, like, that's where when I see all these Nipsey fans who are crying and, like, upset because the person that they bumped to when they needed something was gone. You're never going to hear new stuff. And then I hope he doesn't get Little Peep next. Like, you know, like the record label
yeah.
tries to just put his shit out. I really hope they don't do that. But that's a different topic for another day. But like seeing the fans react. I was reacting like that. I was hurt. I bumped Little Peep for days.
Yeah.
I was fucking crying when I heard him to the music on. I didn't really feel that way with X, but, like, with Little Peep, I could talk because, like, I was like, oh, my God, I remember when that news broke. I fucking found out that night it broke, like, a few hours later.
Yeah.
And then I texted my ex. We weren't even together. I texted her. We weren't even talking. I was like, hey, did you see that Little Peep passed away?
Yeah.
And that was the first time we talked in forever.
That's crazy, man, because it's like, and that's what I'm saying, when people compared it to, you know, Pac and Biggie, too, and even, like, Queen Elizabeth, too, people say, like, I remember where I was when I found out that Nipsey died, you know what I'm saying?
You and mean like Queen Diana or Princess Diana?
Was it Princess Diana? What did I say, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, my fault. My fault. Queen Elizabeth. Now she old as fuck.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe she's like Queen Elizabeth V or whatever. Maybe
yeah.
the 55th.
Probably.
I think it's like probably like the 3rd or 5th, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you feel me? And like same thing, I remember where I was when, you know, when I heard Nipsey died. Like that shit's just wild, man. Wild. But yeah, RIP Nipsey, man, and shit. Go
yeah.
do something with your life.
Yeah, and respect.
Life's too short, respect people.
Hug the people around you, tell them you love them. And you appreciate them.
I love you, Bittersweet.
We love you, Bittersweet.
Yeah, man. But and that's pretty much all for today. I didn't think it was going to get like that deep for a second. You know what I'm saying? I just love y'all. Especially Bittersweet,
yeah, especially,
man. I fucking
yeah,
love,
I love
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet. God
I
damn, that booty hole Bittersweet. God damn.
I love you, motherfucker.
y'all got anything else to say?
Any last words? Anybody got anything?
Plug me.
Plug Yo, you. Check out
oh,
Bittersweet. Bittersweet
right
got
here,
some merch.
Look, a plug right here.
Hold on. Ready? Put it in. Take it out. Yo, Bittersweet got some art that he got on for sale just going on till the end of the month, right? It's exclusive merch. Go check it out. He got sweaters. He got pillows, phone cases,
G-strings.
You name it. G-strings. Where can they find your merch at?
Teespring.
Go check it out. Bittersweet Media.
Bittersweet Media.
Check it out.
Also, check out his... movie review.
Check out his he used to do movie reviews. It was pretty cool, man, back in the day. Cafe.
Wait until after the podcast is out.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
Peace.